Okay, we are now in the final leg of the Limud for this year, and we'll have to see how much ground we're able to cover in the next just under 2 months. Meleches Tofer, what was the application of Tofer b'Meleches HaMishkan? So Rashi writes in Parshas Truma, Parakava Pasagimel, Tiana Chavros, that the Yerios Tiana Chavros, Tofran b'machaz zu b'tzad zu, they would stitch with a needle each yuria one next to the neck, next to the other. Chamesh levad v'chamesh levad. Chamesh yuria levad. So they would sew the yurias to each other. So there are five yurias on either side, and the yurias would be sewn together. And that was the application of Tofer b'mishka. Yerushalmi says something else. Yerushalmi in Paraklal Gadol. Amr Chizkiya. Hahein chayta umna mivla train vashaha. The uman chayat, the uman sower, would literally swallow the two heads of the thread. What does that mean? Hayda amra dada amra biyosi reb chenina meorge yurias lamdu, that we learn out from the weavers of the yurias, my taima, orach hayuri hachas kidei shetehei kula achas. So orach hayuri hachas tells you that on either side of the Mishkan, there was a single continuous piece of cloth that functioned as the yuria. Not that, as Rashi Al-Khumi says, on either side there were five cloths that were sewn together, but it was kilu, a kind of miksha achas for the yurias. There was a single cloth that served for the entire wall of that side. Nifsa kaya kosho. If there was a tear in the yuria, it would have to be re-sewn. Nikeven shaya magia la'arig havashari lei umala. So then they would untie it and retie it, meaning to say that the starting point in the urias was it was a single cloth, and the application of tofer was that if there was a break, they would have to restitch that break or that tear in the urea. So it wasn't that the l'chachila, there were smaller ureas that were sewn together to make a big urea, but rather the urea was a kilu mitcha achas, and if there ever was a tear or a rip, they would have to re-sew that area that ripped.
Do we include that for kosher?
Yes. Right, so that was, so it sounds like there was, Yerushalmi there has two lines. One is Tofer Yurias and one is Orge Yurias. So Tofer Yurias, it's, right, so it sounds like there's a parallel application both for kosher and tofer. This goes to the issue of, we discussed briefly when we discussed kosher, we'll talk about more now when we talk about tofer, what the difference is between kosher and tofer. But the Yerushalmi sounds like there are parallel applications of both tofer and kosher having to do with a rip in the urea.
What was kosher? These ureas, they would rip, they would sew it, other things, but they would rip.
Right, so one line is Nifsa kaya kosho, Nifsa kaya kosho, that when they stitch the ureas, if there's a rip, they would tie it. Chazer v'nifsak la'asos and sharm sharmi yafshar, ala chazer v'atr sarishon, and then you'd have to be matir in order to be kosher again. That's matir. That may be matra almanas lichur, which is also the shayla whether matra has to be almanas lichur. And then the next slide, which is what we just read, orach hayriya was kula achas, nifsai kaya koshro, Yes, I guess you could read that as talking explicitly about kosher also. Yes, I guess that's a fair point. Rabbi Ribiak presents his Yerushalmi as saying that it is true that from that line in the Yerushalmi, Orech HaYiriya HaChas Kedei SheTikul Achas, you see that Topher couldn't have been stitching the Yerias together L'Chachila. So that point, I think, is true. He presents the next line in the Yerushalmi as saying, so it must be that the application of Topher the Mishkan was stitching them back together. But you know, maybe that's not Bechreya. It could be where both the line of Topher Urias and the line of Orge Urias, they're both talking about kosher and not Topher, and that the Yerushalmi is not commenting on where Topher was the Mishkan either. Which the Bavli also interestingly doesn't comment on, because the Bavli, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, HaKorei Almanas Litkor, the bottom line, so the Gemara asks, Kriya B'Mishkan Mihava, where was Kriya B'Mishkan? Rabbi Reb Zera, Damri Tervayu, Shekein Yuriya, Shenafel Badarna, Korin Ba, V'Tofer Nasa. That if there is this silkworm or whatever kind of creature that started eating up the urea, then they'd have to rip that area in order to re-sow it. So that was Karei Almanas Litvor in the Mishkan. So it sounds like Topher somehow was Pashut, that was the Mishkan, and the Gemara is only bothered by Karei. At least the Gemara doesn't explicitly ask where was Topher. Topher B'Mishkan. The Rabbi Ribiya thinks that must have been Pasha to the Bavli, that sewing the Urias together was Topher. It's asking about Korea. But whether or not that's the case, Uvda, that the Bavli doesn't ask where you had Topher B'Mishkan, but does ask where do you have Korea B'Mishkan. So as we know, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in the list of the Lamed Tes Melachos says Topher Shtei Tefiros, the Karei Amanas Litpor Shtei Tefiros. So the Melacha of Topher is Amanas is Topher Shtei Tefiros, two stitches. And Karei is Amanas Litpor, two stitches. Right, Rashi there does comment on the Mishnah Topher v'Korei b'Urias. So the Gemara asks on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, "Va Topher Shtei Tefiros." Right, and by the way, you have it also on Kofei Manalis, the first Mishnah Oreg. "Va Topher Beis Tefiros v'Korei Manas Lipor Beis Tefiros." Same line. So the Gemara asks on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, "Va Topher Shtei Tefiros." The Halo Kaima. Rashi, halo kaima hachi, the kevin de lo kaima la malachahi. So if you just stitch two stitches, that's not going to be miskayim, and that shouldn't be a malacha. Am Rav Yochanan v'husha kashran. So we're talking about where kashran Rashi, shakasher shnei rashi achut, that you tie the two ends of the string. I mean, you're using string or yarn to stitch two pieces of cloth, let's say, together. So the Gemara is bothered if you're just going to run a piece of string through both pieces of cloth, then you could just pull the string out just as easily. There's nothing permanent there, and that's lav malacha. So the Gemara says, now we're talking about shekashran, where you tie the two ends of the string on either side such that it's not going to come out. So if you sew the two pieces of cloth together with that piece of string, and the string is tied on either end, then it's not going anywhere. That's necessary in order to make it into a malacha. So this is not the same question as what we'll see a little bit later, whether tofer has to be shel kayam in order to be a malacha d'oraisa, just like kosher has to be shel kayam to be a malacha d'oraisa. That's not the husha kasha that we're talking about here. Here we're talking about a technicality that in order for the stitching to have any kiyam, it has to stay, and you have to tie the ends of the string so that it's not going to pull out. So that's a detail in what's necessary in order for tofer to be accomplished. That's not the same question as whether the effect of tofer has to be shel kayam, or the purpose of or the intention of tofer has to be shel kayam. So again, the Gemara here says husha kashran, that the shear for tofer deraisa shtei tviros, the hu shakashran, that you knot the ends of the thread so that it's not going to slip out when you put it through the two pieces of cloth that you're attaching together. So the two tviros are talking about is if you have, let's say, if you have a piece of material, so you're making a, I don't have a piece of paper I can rip. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks. So let's say your two tefiros would be, you're sticking a thread in this way, and then it's going back out this way. So if it goes in like that, and out like that, that's your two tefiros. So if you don't have a kasher on either side, then it's just going to slip out. But once you have a kasher on either side, so then it's not going anywhere, and that's your two tefiros. That's your two tefiros we have in Hilchos Kelayim also. The Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yod and Kelayim, the Mishnah says, Hatokev Tekifa Achas, if you stitch a single stitch, Ein Achibor. So if you just put a thread in like this and it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't then come back around on the other side or go into another piece of material. So then, ain a chibor. That's not a chibor le'inyan shatnis. The ain ba mishum kalayim. Ain a chibor. That's not a chibor. Ain ba mishum kalayim. Vashom to b'shabbes pater. And if you then remove it on Shabbos, that's not a malacha daraisa of korea. Asa shnei rasha halutzad echa chibor. But if you have two heads of this thread on one side, that is a chibor, v'yesh b'mishim kalayim, v'ashantam b'shabbis chayif. This is quoted lalach and hilchos kalayim, yardeya sivin shin sif beis. Beged samar shech chibro and beged pishtam b'tkifa achas, perish b'tkifa achas shetachav amachet b'beged. So you are b'mchaber beged samar to beged pishtin with a single stitch. So let's say you have your pishtan on one side, your tam on the other side, you just go like that with a single stitch. That is eino chibur vein zekalayim. Kibetz shnei rashi achud ke'echad, o she'takav shtei tchifas, if you have two stitches, are zekalayim. And the Ramah says, yesh omri delavi kalayim elu beis tchifas, but not kavas shnei rashi achud would be that you have two heads or two pieces of string that you wind together but don't actually stitch. So that's Mechaber and Yesh Omer and the Ramah, whether that's considered to be Kalayim. But if you are Tokif Shteit Kifos, if you stitch through two stitches, the two holes over here, then that's definitely Kalayim. And from the Mishnah Kalayim, you see and that would be a Malacha Deraisa of Korea, which is the opposite of Tofer. The machlokas is whether if you wind them together without stitching, does that also create shakas? But so talk of shtei tchifos, that's considered to be Tofer or chibur linyan kalayim, and that would be Tofer / Korea on the way out linyan Shabbos. By the way, the Shach says over there, Kigon Shemavir Shach of Katan Gimel, Mavir Hamachat Pam Achas, the Eno Mavir Kolachut, Umavir Hamachat Pam Shenis. So you insert the needle one place, and you don't draw through the entire string there, and then you insert the needle a second time, the Nimsa Shnei Rashi Achutin Beyachad, the Kosher Shnei Rashi Hachutin. I think that means this, that you're inserting it through one hole and then through the second hole, and that's considered to be Shtei Tekifos. Rabbi Carr points out that if you only do one Tekifa, that may not be a Malach at all, that may not even be a Chatzi Shir. As he says, there's a Lashon L'Tosefta, Beitza Peridalit, Alachadalit L'Tosefta, Machlokes Tanaim, Ha'oreg Chut Echad, Bein B'Bigdei Kodesh, Bein B'Bigdei Hagyot. If you weave a single string, which is less than the shear, Ha'kosevos Achas, Chayiv Chatas, Divrei Blazer, Chama Omrim, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yantiv, Ein Chayiv, Ella Mishum Shabbos, it's only Derabana. So Rabbi Karm says, it sounds like even if Chatzi Shear Asim in the Torah, and even if there is a chatzi malacha, which we discussed briefly at the beginning of the year, there's shashir and dafayin dalid, but there's some malachas where there's no chatzi malacha. That if you are oreg chud echad, or even if you're kosev ozachas, that might be a bigger chiddush, we'll talk when we get to kosev, that's not even a chatzi shir, that's nothing, that's meaningless. So what does that mean? Is that not, part of the question of chatzi malacha is, how does Chatzi Litztarufi work by Malachas, if it does? But at least that's a Mar Malkum to think about. Are there Malachas where even if there is Chatzi Malacha doesn't apply over there, and then a Torah that would be Heter Gam or even Lechachila. Okay. Now, back to the one line we read in Ein Dalet and Mabez, the Gemara says, V'hu Shekashran, the Rishonim were bothered about the relation between kosher and tofer that's implied by this line. As we had previously quoted, when we were talking about kosher, we quoted the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Yud Zayin, I think it was Sif Yud Ches, who explained, and we'll see more of this today, Mitzvah Hashem, with the Moshe's Tshuva and others, that tofer is defined as where you have two objects that become a single unit, whereas that's not part of the definition of kosher. And kosher, you don't have to have two separate objects that become a single unit. You can tie something onto itself. But the Rishonim or Rabbi, let's start with the Ritva. The Rabban is similar. The Ritva writes over here, V'husha Kashram, Hikshu V'tosvos, I don't think this is in our collection of Tosos, but if I'm wrong, you'll correct me. Hikshu V'tosvos, V'l'chayiv Nami Mishim Kosher. So if the Gemara is saying that Hatov Rishay Tviros presupposes that you're kosher it somewhere, so why aren't you Chayiv Mishim Kosher? The tier two, the cave and she'ena kshira erach lahamina tfira lo chashvina lay el mishum tofer b'chut. Now the kosher here is secondary to the tofer. The kosher is just a hechatimsa for the tofer to be effective. Your intention, your objective is the tfira, and the kshira is just a prerequisite in order to accomplish the tofer. It's somewhat secondary, batel to insignificant, so there's no independent malacha of kosher. Then he says, Moria Rav Zal Piresh, the kashran lav dafka, kosher doesn't mean kosher in the literal malachas kosher sense. Ella sheher kivan ze al gavze the shazran biyad the kaimatvira. As you wind it over itself in such a way that the stitch is not going to fall off. So you're not doing a act of kosher per se, and I guess either this answer is assuming that posel psilim is not kosher, or this is less than posel psilim, but whatever the mitzvah that he's referring to of shazran is something that doesn't rise to the level of kosher, but it is sufficiently effective in preventing the act of tofer that you do from becoming immediately undone. And that we have in the Shita L'Ran here as well. The way the Shita L'Ran says it is here kivan zel zev is shizran biyad the after miskayemas hatfira udalok Rabbi Yehuda the amar lo kaman aniva haynu kshira. So there it sounds like this act is an aniva, and assuming that aniva is loud kshira. Could be it was less than an aniva, shazran, but that the Shita L'Ran presents it as a form of aniva. According to the Deya, that aniva is not chayim mishum kosher. Then the Ritva is the third pshat. V'yesh od lomar kigon shekashran amlinas lahatir achrechein. The kosher is amlinas lahatir. The mishum kshira leka. And since the kosher is amenas lahatir, that's not a malacha d'oraisa of kosher. Meaning it's eno shel kayama. Aval mishum tfira ika kevin sheimis kayama sakshav. So it's not kosher because al kshira it's eno shel kayama, but it's still tofer because he mis kayama sasha. So that sounds very much, we'll talk about this hopefully in a few moments, that there's no standard of eno shel kayama or shel kayama when it comes to tofer. But for purposes of answering his question, the Ritva says the reason that there's only tofer here and not kosher is because it's eno shel kayama, which makes an adam lacha d'oraisa of kosher, but that's not an impediment to tofer. So again, three terusim in the Ritva. either there's no kosher here because the act of kosher is secondary to tofer, it's batel, insignificant, not an independent malacha, or that you're not doing kosher, you're just doing something like an aniva or less, or the kosher is eino shel kayama, which is not a malacha d'oraisa of kosher, even though for tofer purposes, it is still a malacha d'oraisa.
I mean, the malacha on Shabbos is parallel to the first answer that if the malacha is, you know, just secondary and it's just for the function of another malacha, that would not be that.
I'm not sure offhand. I mean, this may really, the presumption of the question, the way the question is phrased, allows for the possibility of being chayev for two malachos in the same action. So l'chayev nami mishum kosher. So that's kind of like zomer b'tzarach le'etzim, or those examples that you have on ayin gimel amid beis. Where there are possibilities of being mechayev for multiple malachos with a single action. And then the most famous case where the Gemara has the possibility of 11 malachos with the same action, or up to 13, the chilsa and aindal on the base. Right? So there definitely is a possibility of being chai for multiple malachas with a single action, which is the premise of the question. The answer almost sounds like, I mean, the fact that a malacha in and of itself would be of secondary importance shouldn't be enough reason to dismiss it as an independent chiyuv, no worse than the chalsa gemara. So does he mean that that even though it fits the entire, is all the rules and regulations of a malacha, so it's not considered a malacha just because it's of secondary importance?
Unless they're saying just like, in terms of problems, we're not mentioning kosher because, I mean, granted, there is a field for kosher, just we're only mentioning tofer because the kosher is just there as a secondary reason.
Yeah. Right. So the Ramban doesn't have that. The Ramban just says, lo kshir mamishu can't be real kosher. The MK table mishum kosher. Vim l'chai v'shtayim ein zu malacha ba'asma. And if you want to say that, no, it should be kosher and should be chai for two malachos, it's not really an independent malacha. It's not kosher. El shemar kiman zelzak ein kesher. It looks like a kasher, but it's not a real kasher.
What's the second answer?
So the first, lokshira mamishu, it sounds like it's not kosher by any stretch. V'im l'chai v'shtayim, ein zu malacha ba'atzma. Yeah, so how do you read that? I mean, the Markiva and Zalzak and Kesha, that was one of the two, and the other was on the Shita L'Ram. Look, your mamish, then can table limish and kosher. In Lachai Vashtayim, Ein Zim Lachav Asma, Elash Markiv and Zalzeh, Ke'ein Kesher. Yeah, not sure. So you say maybe shot in the last line of the Ritva. The first line of the Ritva, sorry. Is Kemishan and Chirak Lahamed Tfira lo chashvina lay. Doesn't mean it's not kosher. It's just we're not, that's not our focus. Elamishan Tov for Bulchot. So we're only considering the Tofer element here because that's our focus. But in a Hanami, you might be Chai Elamishan Kosher as well. So that's probably a better read. Yeah, what do you think?
Remember to the Iran?
Yeah, I'm going to get to the Iran in a minute.
Okay.
But so, I don't think it's the same as the Iran.
No, yeah, well, it sounds like it would be along the lines of the Iran, just not bothered by that problem. The Iran is basically bothered. How could it be that you're high up? For both, just
right.
Being Tofer,
Elamai,
it must be the Kshira, not a Kshira, that would be Machai Kshira.
Right.
But it sounds like this would be sort of along the same line. And Ryan, no, it's correct. In Ochanami, you actually could be Chai twice for Simulachos on just Tira. And the answer is Chai and Kshira, you're Chai and Kshira. You know, I'm saying it's not like the
Uranus. It's not the Uranus. Right.
Not the Uranus, unless it's Kanda.
Right.
But along the possibility that the Uranus rejected, clearly, mm-hmm. of being Chai twice for one Lacha, basically.
So let's see the Urayim, and we'll maybe then circle back. So the Chidush Eran, not the Shita Eran, the Chidush Eran here, the real Eran, quotes the Urayim. Start with the same starting point problem. So Mikan Lama Lazarim Metz, the Kosher Kesher Echad Lo Mechayev. She'eina miskayim. That kosher kesher echad is not a melacha d'oraisa because it's not miskayim. Di mechayiv came on the tofer shtei tfiros lo mishkachas lo below kesher. Typically, the mechayim ishim kosher. If it was the case that kosher kesher echad is chayiv, then you would never have a hechatimsa of being chayiv and tofer without kosher. And then typically, every tofer is kosher. Elawat, here we're talking about a case where the kesher was a single kesher. She'enam is chayim. And therefore, there's no malacha derais of kosher at all. Meaning that a kesher shel kayama has to be a kesher agave kesher, and a single kesher is never going to be shel kayama. Because otherwise, you'll never have a case of tofer without kosher. So it's not that you can't have two malachos that you're chayiv for in a single action. That's clearly not true. But what the premise of the Reim is that it can't be that that there exists a malacha whose whole identity is dependent on another malacha that can never independently exist. No? Disagree?
It's just weird because it's not necessarily a progression. I think that's the point. It's not necessarily a progression to go from Topher to kosher, and the fact that we require kosher to make these malachas interdependent is a problem. Ashen came by all the other siduras, where obviously Zoreya is dependent on a Choresh beforehand.
Well, I guess you could say the act of the malacha is it.
Right, meaning someone could have been Choresh for you. And
right.
Yeah.
Now, there are plenty of questions you can ask on the Reim, just in terms, meaning you can construct, and then we'll see the Marachos Ruz, by the way, part of it, we'll see in a second. Yeah, there are plenty of questions you presumably ask that even if the premise is true over here, you can still create Siurim where there will be an application of Topher without Kosher, presumably. But the assumption of the question is that's not the case, that if Kosher is a real Halachic Kosher, and the Gemara is saying, Gehusha Kashran, that means that you can never have Topher Daraisa without kosher supporting it. So it must be that we're talking about a kasher derabanan, a single kasher as opposed to a kasher al gabe kasher. And therefore, the only chiyuv that we're talking about here is one of Topher and not of kosher. The Marachos Ruz is bothered, Simon Reish Tesvav, he quotes the Sirayim. He says, Eini Maven Lama Lo Namid, Kigon Shitzarak Lahatir Kiyum HaKesher Vatfira Shemishum Vatfira Shemishum Kesher Lo Yiskayiv Umishum Tfira Yiskayiv. Why can't you have a case where you start with the Kesher and then you do the Tfira and now you're going to be Matir the kesher, you're going to be Matthew the kesher, but the tefira is still in place, meaning that why can't you have a case where you did the kesher to enable the tefira, and now you do the tefira, and now you untie the kesher and you untie and you un and you're korea the tefira. So it should come out the underlying presumption of this question seems to be that again Topher doesn't require Shel Kayama to be a Malacha Daraisa, and kosher does. So if Meirosh, you were kosher in such a way that your intention was to release the kesher, to untie the kesher, let's say within the day, which would make it a super Eno Shel Kayama, and then, and you intended to, so in the Mela, the stitch is going to get unstitched once you remove the kesher. But in Hilchos Tfira, it doesn't have to be Shel Kayama. So it'll turn out that the stitch was stitched properly for 5 hours, which is enough to create a Malacha Daraisa of Topher, even though the kasher was never Daraisa because you intended to untie it within 5 hours. Yeah, so why can't you have a case where you did the kasher and the Tfira, but because the kesher is, they're both Eino Shel Kayama, but the fact that it's Eino Shel Kayama by kesher means it's only the Rabbanan. The fact that it's Eino Shel Kayama by Tfira doesn't prevent it from being a Malacha Daraisa. Meaning, Marcus Ruz Brother, can't you create a Hecha Timsa where you don't have kesher Daraisa, but you still have Topher Daraisa? To which he answers, El Shmami Na, Degami Shum Tfira Lo Yishai V'chi Agaf. It must be that the premise is wrong. It must be that if the kesher is going to be Eino Shel Kayama, then the tefira mamel is the same Eino Shel Kayama, and that's also going to be pot. So that's also a important mar makom, or just to note in our ensuing conversation about Eino Shel Kayama when it comes to Topher. It sounds like Hagufa was the kasha and the teretz of the Marachah Zerua. Is that in fact the case that Topher Sheino Shel Kayama is a Malacha Daraisa or not? Okay. Now, one more thing to note here in the shear of Shtei Tfiros and the fact that the Gemara says Lucha Kashwan, the Rambam, Perek Yud Alachates, Hatofer Shtei Tfiros Chayiv, Vahu Shekasha Rashi Achut Mikan and Mikan, Kadesh Shetamet Tfirvelati Shame. So you're Chayiv for Shtei Tfiros, where you tie the ends of the string on either side to make sure that it's not going to loosen. Aval im tafar yeser al shtei tfiros. But let's say you do more than two stitches. It goes in and then out and then in again. So if you have three tkifos in your sewing, so you go in and out and then in again. So there, the Rambam writes, "Im tafer yaser shtei tfiros afa pishalo kashar chayu shereimis kayemis hatfira." So there, even without a kashar on either end, that's a malacha deraisa, because that is sufficiently miskayemis. It's not going to loosen. If you have three tkifos, it's not going to get unsewn, even if the string is not tied on either end. So this is not a Gemara. The Magen Mishnah says Pashadu. That's a Svara. There's no halakha l'moshe Misinai here of Vahusha Kashran. That's simply the Gemara's answer to a mitziistic problem. But it was Pashadu to the Rambam that if you are Tofer Gimel Tfiros, then you don't need the Vahusha Kashran.
Everything maybe it's Mashman, so you have the Yenha Ori.
They talk about 7 3 stitches and some leaving 3. There's Masha from there that 3 kifos is a different status.
That was my understanding,
but I'm sorry?
It was Kiel on the Rambam.
Right. So that's by Oreg.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the same. But.
So you. And the Gemara doesn't have that in the context of the Tofer, am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
Right, so that's by Oreg. That's a different, I think it's a different science. That's what the Gemara asked, that, you know, why are you even talking about Tofer here in Oreg? So Agav the others, but. So far, we've only briefly discussed the Melach of Tofer as applies to the standard traditional stitching or sewing, of which most of us probably don't do too often. How many people here have ever sewn a stitch in their lives? Wow. Okay. Impressive. Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Okay. I made my grandfather a wallet for his birthday once.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, very impressive.
It wasn't a very good wallet.
Uh-huh. I guess it's fair to say that this may not be the most common application of Tofer in most of our lives. But the reason Tofer becomes more relevant is what the Rambam writes then in Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamidabek niyaros or oros the kulan shel svarim v'chayotze bo, that if you stick together pieces of paper or hides with sofer paste glue material, that's told us tofer v'chayiv. The chain of the farik the yaris tevukin or os tevukin velenis kavin lekalkel bilvad is a told us kareya v'chayiv. And the opposite side, kareya is the inverse of tofer. Where did the Rambam get this from? How does he know that medavik niyaros is told us tofer? So the Kesef Mishnah silent, the Magen Mishnah silent. Minchas Chinuch picks up on this and notes that the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam were silent. Where did the Rambam get this from? No such Gemara, no such Yerushalmi. It sounds like the Rambam understood that this was self-evident, that the definition of Tofer, and the Beis Halacha talks about this in Shin Yud Aleph, at the end of Shin Yud, so the end of Shin Mem Sif Yud Aleph, Shin Mem Sif Yud Aleph, Yimas L'Reza. So the Rambam understood that taking two distinct objects and connecting them, even if you're connecting them through some material other than stitching, is at least a tolada of tofer and a melacha d'oraisa. That the Beis Halacha d'Rav Maskel raised that ki tofer and yano who delokeach shnei dvarim achadim u'mechaber osam le'echad v'chein hu ayidei dibuk. Says the Beis Halacha, v'nir li, d'hu adin, k'shem edavik eitz le'eitz, ayidei devek, kanahug, gamken shein tofer lav. If you glue two pieces of wood together, that's also tofer. How do we know? Ki matzina v'gemara ayin dalet me'beiz, d'be'eitzim shaya gamken tfira. D'amr sham, hai ma david chilsa, the Gemara referenced a little earlier, so the Gemara has either your chayav 11 chatos or your chayav 13 chatos. The Rashi there explains what's the extra two according to the day that your chayav 13, tofer and kosher. So apparently you see that your chayav misham tofer even beitzim. You connect one piece of wood to another piece of wood through glue. So you're merging two objects into one unit. That would be a melacha d'oraisa of tofer. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa is bothered by this chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not at all pashut from earlier sources. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Tes footnote Pei Hey. That how do you talk to know that if you connect two pieces of wood, that would be tofer. Because would you say, he says rhetorically, that if you have two stones and you glue two stones together, that's going to be tofer? Sorry?
It sounds like your offense, yes.
So where do you draw the line? Because if you build a building, is that going to be tofer? Are you chai for tofer every time you build a building, you put material together? So Shmir Shabbos Kalkata thinks that there are potentially three categories. There is a dover rach, things of, let's call it relatively soft consistency, like gluing paper together. Then the Eitzim or Avana would be kasha bekasha. And then the middle category would be rach bekasha. So the Shmir Shabbos Kalkata as an example, let's say you have a sticker on a bottle. If you have your soda bottle or your seltzer bottle with the label, or whatever you call it on the bottle. Is that called the label? Okay. So Shmir Shabbos Kalkata says that you can soak a bottle in cold water on Shabbos to cool off the contents of the bottle, even if that's going to cause the label to get dislodged. So he says, number one, even if it was a malacha of korea, of removing the label from the bottle, so it's only a psik resha delo ichbas lei anadurabanan, which isn't so bad, because of Rishon Lezamen. But he assumes that it's not even that, because a dover rach and a dover kasha, he doesn't spell out so clearly why this is so pashut. And he assumes that the Mishnah Berurah says, Eitzim ve'eitzim is a problem of sofer. Shmuel Shabbos Chazak quote, Rishon Lezamen is bothered that leads to an ad absurdum, or at least what he views as an ad absurdum, that can't be that if you build a building, that's going to be tofer. But then he just assumes, without really explaining how we know that if it's the case that kasha b'kasha, eitzim b'eitzim is not tofer, then rach b'kasha also isn't tofer. Then a label on a soda bottle wouldn't be tofer either. And therefore, if you soak your soda bottle and cause the label to get off, even if that wasn't, even if it was worse than a psik reishe, still, it's not necessarily a malacha of korea. Now, Orach HaShabbos points out that's not pasha. So even if you're going to make be makel on kasha b'kasha, but to be makel on rach b'kasha, Orach HaShabbos says isn't that pasha. So relevant to the soda bottle and relevant to posting pashkvilim on the wall on Shabbos. So if the Shmuel Shabbos is correct, then what's the problem of putting a pashkvil on a wall? Isn't that rach b'kasha? So Orach HaShabbos says you shouldn't do that. So at least one day a week, people don't put pashkvil. Okay. That wasn't something I said. So the Mordechai writes, so now let's talk a little bit about Enosh al Kayama. So Mordechai in, this is Hagos Mordechai, Simon Tuf Nun Zion. Agav Mordechai Siman Tafnun Zayin. This is on the Gemara Memches and Matirin Beis Hatzavar, cutting off the neck area of the shirt that was sewn together. Riva Pirish. Beis Hatzavar. She'im Niskasher B'shas K'visasan. So if you tied it together when you sent it to the laundry, Matirin, to the dry cleaners, Matirin, you can untie it. Aval imaya tafur pibes hatzavar, but if it was sewn together, okemoshim bad bekim aretz anim zuk shel minal, or if you have shoes that were tied together, also inatkan zemizah, you can't sever them. Shalom atzinu chiluk bein tfira shel kayama l'tfira she'ena shel kayama. We don't find any distinction between shel kayama and eino shel kayama when it comes to tofer. As opposed to kosher, where eino shel kayama is a malacha deraisa, is a malacha derabana, and super eino shel kayama is heter gamor. When it comes to tofer, there are no such distinctions. That sounds like even super eino shel kayama, even liyomo, may still be a malacha, at least a malacha derabana. Maybe even Malacha Daraisa. But at the very least, Eino Shal Kayama would presumably be a Malacha Daraisa. Rabbeinu Yoel, the Ravia, Matir Afila Bitfira, Hoel Velav L'Skayim of it. Ravia says no. If it's not Shal Kayama, then Mutter, when it comes to tefira. So presumably mutter when it comes to tefira would be the super eino shel kayama type. Presumably it's no more kal than kosher. So if it's the super eino shel kayama type, then the ravia says that would be hater gamur. Okay, so machlokes between the Riva and the Ravia, whether there is a distinction between Shal Kayama and Shal Kayama in the Malacha of Tofer. So we noted earlier the Mashmos of the Ritva on Ayin Dalet, the foot on the Riva points us out that when it comes to Tofer, there is no carve-out of Eino Shal Kayama. Again, the lashon of the Ritva was, "You go on shakasha and amanasa hatir achre kain to mishum kshira laka, ava mishum tefira ika kain mishim is kayama sachshav." That even where it's eino shel kayama, it's not going to be kosher; it's still going to be tofer. And the Magia points out the Ritva and daf memches sounds like this also. Memches amad aleph dibur maskil or beemsa dibur lefikach. And there's a Piskei Rid there in Klal Gadol as well. Ein Dalet and Mabez Ein Heim and Aleph. Piskei Rid writes, Aval Zeh She'eino Rotza V'Hiduko El B'Shah She'lov Show U'Kishe Poshto Mar Pe'oso. So if you only want it to be connected when you're wearing it, but when you take it off, you loosen it, Ein Bo Mishum Tofer. There is no tofer. The eno dome elo lamisha yesh bebigdo lula osu krasim umechavim b'shabbos. Let's say you have buttons. So would anyone say you can't button a button on Shabbos? Aren't you be mechaber the left side of your coat to the right side of your coat? Elo pashtet the rib, that's not tofer. Because that's temporary. Derech Levisha, Derech Tashim Misho, Einam Eskayim. They say the same thing over here. If you're only sewing something, you're only tofer something, for it to be in that position while you're wearing the garment, and as soon as you take it off, then the stitch goes away. Ein bo mishum tofer. So these two deos in the Mordechai, the Riva versus the Ravia, so we saw maybe a Havamina Maskana Marachas Arua. The Ritva sounds like he's on the side of the Riva, and the Rib sounds like he's on the side of the Ravia. So it sounds like we have a significant machlokas we've shown him here, whether Eina Shel Kayama is Nogeya, the Malacha of Topher. The Ramah, Simon Shin Yud Zayin Se'if Gimel. What happened here? Are we still on? Sorry?
Just there a second.
I noticed out of the corner of my eye that it...
It was doing that before, and it's coming up.
It looks like it's still on. Going up. Okay, so the Ramah Simin Shin Yud Zayin Tif Gimel. The Chaver writes Matirin Beis Atzavar Mikasher Shakashru Koves. She'eno kasher shel kayama, aval ein poskenos on mechadash to mesake manahu. So you can untie the kasher of the base of tzavi because it's eino shel kayama. Says Rama, l'chein aser l'natek ol achtol zuk shal min alayim hatfurim yachad kederach she'umdin osin. When it comes to Topher, there's no difference between Shel Kayama and Shel Kayama. And therefore, here we're talking about Korea. As far as the Korea application, you can't rip this pair of shoes that are sewn together, even if it's Shel Kayama. So that line, is from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef here quotes. The Beis Yosef quotes these two deos, and he concludes, "Ein lahatir b'fnei am ha'aretz." Now take a look at Simon Shin Mem Siv Zayin. There, the Mechaber writes, "Olsam shemahakim abegadim saviv zerosayim ayidei achut shemoskan oso." So if you tighten a string, muscle, you can't tighten it. Elam can you nakavim rechavim sas mitukanim bitfira the eagle. The Darkei Moshe there. We'll wrap up the next couple minutes. The Darkei Moshe writes, this is a case of a kasher sheino shel kayama. So it's Mitzayan, what he said in Shin Yud Zayin, that Nagula Hakel on Eina Shel Kayama when it comes to Tofer. But he doesn't comment about Eina Shel Kayama in Simen Shin Mem.
In the Rama
and the Haggah, right. So Rabbi Carr points out, and he quotes that Rabbi Yashiv liked this Tehila L'David, I think the Orach HaShabbos says Rabbi Yashiv liked this Tehila L'David, but Rabbi Carr quotes the Tehila L'David, who says that maybe it's Meduyuk that the Rama only raises the possibility of being Mekal and Eina Shel Kayama in the context of Korea in Shin Yud Zayin, not the context of Topher in Shin Mem, because maybe kosher and Topher and Korea, sorry, the context of Korea, not the context of Topher, because maybe Topher and Korea have different standards. Since Korea is only Chayev if it's Amanas Litpor, or at least Amanas Atakin, which we'll talk about probably next time. So maybe that's a different standard, that if it's Eino Shel Kayama, there's more reason to be Mekel when it comes to Korea, whereas it is, the Malacha Deraisa only applies where it's at least Amanas Latake, as opposed to Tofer. So he quotes, Rabbi Karp quotes, Rabbi Yashiv, and Orcha Shabbos quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, that there you should be Machmir when it comes to Eina Shel Kayama, as far as Tofer is concerned, but there are more grounds to be Mekel as far as Korea is concerned. What we'll talk about in Rosh Hashanah next time is maybe even if Topher is Chayiv the Eina Shel Kayama, there may be still certain applications of Topher that are less than Eina Shel Kayama, and maybe would be mutter even what the Rama would say b'fnei Am Aretz. There's the impression you get in the Raman Shin Yizayin is that Mekor, then you could be Mako. But you shouldn't be Mekel with Nei Amaretz. So, but Sinna, you could be Mekel. What Rabbi Karp and Orach HaShabbos going to Tehila David is, no, they're only meant there to be Mekel when it comes to Korei, now it comes to Tofer. The Pashup Shot, if you don't say it like that, is that it would be relevant to Tofer as well. So we'll talk next time about whether there may be situations that, even according to the Ramah, you could be Mekel with Nei Amaretz. Then we'll have to talk about the line of the Karmin Asanel, related to safety pins, and we'll talk about other practical applications of Topher. So should we meet again tomorrow? Okay. So tomorrow, the end of Seder, I hope to be able to do it in person. If anything comes up that it can't, then it would be on Zoom, but at the moment, it looks like I should be able to be in person. Okay. What else? Oh, we're back. Sure.